Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. This is Daniel Rasby, and I'm here with my dad, Raz. So Daniel and Raz are here.
Yes. And we love to talk about risk, fees, and taxes. We want to identify those and help you minimize risk, fees, and taxes so you can keep more of your money. Isn't that good? I mean, you want to keep more of your money, isn't it?
That's right. These are the three biggest killers in retirement, so we want to get rid of those. Risk, fees, taxes, and that's our website, in fact, riskfeestaxes.com.
But right now, we're going to talk a little bit about what you should be thinking about at the end of the year. This is something that you may be considering since the year is going to be ending in the last quarter or whatever. What kind of tax advantages you can have and do? There's several different things because time is limited.
And some things you can do even backdated after the end of the year. A lot of things have to be done in this calendar year before it's too late. So one of the things that we've talked about a number of times on this program is the rates are going up in 2026, and there's only 2024 and 2025 that are left for the lower rates. If you're going to do Roth conversions and so on, you may need to use both of those years. So,
and do I have to do a Roth conversion before December 31st?
You do. Roth conversions have to be completed before December 31st. Now, that's important. That doesn't mean you can call up your broker at 4 p.m. on December 31st and say, I want to do a conversion. It's not that simple. Most financial institutions are going to take several days or longer to process that, and everybody's doing it this year. So the earlier you start on those Roth conversions, the better. You're definitely running out of time for that. Now, you might be thinking, well, I made a contribution to my IRA late before. I mean, I was doing my taxes in March, and my CPA said, hey, you should put something in IRA, and I backdated it. Yes, you can backdate a contribution, like a Roth contribution,
but
or
not
a contribution,
but not a conversion.
Not a conversion. So if you want to convert $100,000 or $200,000 or $500,000 to Roth, you have to do that this year, and it's got to be completed this year. You don't have to pay taxes on it necessarily until January. You'd pay the estimated tax bill in January or January 15th, and then you file your taxes sometime there or then or after that. But you do have to do the conversion. And so what happens when you do that conversion? You're going to hopefully talk to a tax attorney like me. You're going to go to riskfeestaxes.com and schedule an appointment with me. We'll help you figure out how much to convert. Once you decide how much you're going to convert, then you need to contact the institution where it's holding the funds and say, I want to convert X amount of dollars to Roth. They may need to set up a separate account for that if you don't have a Roth already, but it should be fairly simple. It doesn't usually cost anything extra to set up your Roth, depending on where you have the funds. But there are some things to be aware of, so some types of accounts have to be converted the whole thing at once. Some things, so if you have an annuity, for example, sometimes a lot of those companies will make you convert the entire annuity to Roth.
That could be a big tax bill.
And that could be a big tax bill. So maybe you have one of the several annuities that allow you to convert some each year to Roth.
And, if you have an older annuity and you can't convert to Roth or you have problems, you may want to refinance. One of the things that people don't realize, when interest rates go up, you don't want to refinance your mortgage because it's going to be more expensive. But you do want to refinance your annuities because when interest rates go up, fixed annuities have a much higher pay rate, much higher rate of crediting. So you could actually grow your money a lot better. So if you have an older annuity, more than 3 years old, you really want to do that. Right now, rates are still pretty high on that.
And we'll talk about that again on this program, I'm sure. But when we get back to what needs to be done before the end of the year, and that is kind of an urgent thing because if rates continue to drop, then you may not have as much of ability to refinance annuities and things.
But back to the Roth conversions.
Yeah, so Roth conversions you need to do before the end of the year. It's not super complicated to do them. It's more complicated to decide how much to do and how much it'll save you. That's where we come in.
And also, whether you should do it. It's not for everyone. I mean, we are fiduciaries, but on the radio show, we can't be fiduciaries because we don't know enough information about you. So there are some cases where you should not convert to Roth. And, there's a couple of things. One is if you don't have any beneficiary you're going to leave money to. And number two, if you're going to be using that money to live on and spend it all during your lifetime, it may not be that necessary. Now, if they raise taxes tremendously, then you might be kicking yourself 5 years down the road and say, I should have converted because now my tax rates were 12%. Now I'm at 36%. But we don't know, because you know, one of the things is when the tax rates were really high back in the during the World War II, most people don't realize the lowest tax bracket was $10,000.
Or that one of the lower tax brackets for only $10,000 was still
42%.
42%.
So that means that tax bracket, if you made more than $10,000, you would pay 42% taxes on the rest. So that could happen.
And that was a time when the top bracket was 94%.
Right.
So 94% top bracket, but even one of the lower brackets for only $10,000 of income, that's 42% back then. So that might happen again in the future. But what is more urgent to take care of right this minute, this year, today, this week, this month? What can you do before the end of the year to put your affairs in order? One of the things is the Roth conversions, like we said. Contributions you can backdate. So if you're going to do a Roth contribution, you may be able to backdate that, a few weeks after the first of the year. But if you're going to sell a property and you have a house on the market and this year is a better year for income, I mean, lower income year than next year is going to be, you may want to sell it this year rather than selling next year so you pay lower capital gains. So that has to be in the year that the home closes.
Right. And also, if you have a rental property or a business you're going to sell, and that, you know, it's going to push you in a higher tax bracket anyways. I mean, you could be paying 32% in capital gains tax. And there are some opportunities there. If you're going to sell this year, in fact, we've talked to some dentists and some actual financial advisors that are selling their practice and how to avoid some of the capital gains. And one of the ways that we talked about earlier before is a CRUT, Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. And what happens there is if you can donate part or all of your property or business into the CRUT and pay no capital gains. So the CRUT does not pay capital gains, it's deferred indefinitely. And then you get other benefits, such as you get a huge tax deduction. The older you are, the bigger the tax deduction. Right. On average, if you're in your 60s, mid-60s, you're looking at 45 to 50% tax deduction. And that can be carried over for several years if you don't have that much income, because you're limited to, 30%, right?
Yeah, about 30% for a CRUT, 30% deduction
of your AGI, right?
AGI, yeah.
So again, working with the tax attorney, you'll figure out exactly how much you can do. And then not only do you get the huge tax deduction, you also get a lifetime income of 5% from that CRUT. Now that is going to be income taxable, but now you have income for the rest of your life, sort of like Social Security. And what happens is when you finally die, then whatever's left in that CRUT, at least 10% of the original value, has to go to a charity. And there are many charities. You can change the charity. You may like a charity today and decide you don't like it 10 years from now because it changed leadership.
And the question on timing again is, because that's the topic of this show, is when is the right time to do that? And does it have to be done before the end of the year? Well, particularly it has to be done before you sell the property or the stock or the business. And I ran across somebody who contacted us earlier this year after listening to one of the shows. And he said, well, I just sold a few million dollars of stock because the market was all-time highs and I wanted to get out. Can I put that in a CRUT? I said, no, you can't. I mean, you could put it in a CRUT, but you don't avoid the capital gains that way. You've already paid the capital gains.
Or you already be assessed. You might not have paid him yet, but yeah. Assessed.
So he's going to owe capital gains on all that money. Because he didn't do the CRUT first, he tried to do it afterwards. So make sure before you sell whatever asset you're going to sell, set up the CRUT or the foundation or whatever you're going to put it into, set that up first, and then transfer the shares.
Yeah, we know a lot of people, a lot of clients, and even Berkshire Hathaway, I mean, they've got, almost $300 billion in cash and cash equivalents right now. So a lot of people, because it's an all-time high and many people are thinking the market may drop, are taking profits. They're taking it out. But if you take it out without proper planning, you could be stuck with a huge tax bracket. I mean, 32% of it is probably higher than your income tax. It might only be 24%. And you're paying higher than that on your capital gains, which is really ridiculous. So there are ways to avoid that. You really do need a professional to take a look at your tax situation, your specific situation, and see what is best for you. That's where Daniel and I come in. Daniel, as a tax attorney, will give you some good advice. RiskFeesTaxes.com. Make your appointment. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. At least get some information before you make a decision that you can't reverse.
Exactly. So what are some other things that people should be thinking of towards the end of the year? I know you have maybe some shopping to do, some Christmas shopping. There's a lot of things. Really busy.
I just talked to a client this morning, and she was going to spend money out of her stock portfolio instead of her IRA, because she thought she couldn't take any money out of the IRA till RMD started.
Wow. Well, that's not true. You can certainly take IRA money earlier.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait for the government to tell you have to take required minimum distributions. In fact, that's the best money to spend first. Leave your stuff that's tax deferred or tax later, tax differently. And that talks about diversification. We talked about tax diversification before. We'll do that in another segment. But know which account to use the money for. As you said, you're going to spend money for Christmas or travel or things like that. Where should you spend the money? Talk to a tax attorney, find out what the best place is.
And so if you need additional money out of your accounts this year to be able to fund whether they're travel expenses, Christmas expenses, other things that are coming up at the end of the year that have to be paid, bills that need to be paid, where should you get that money from? And which account you choose is very, very important.
Yeah.
If you only have IRAs, that's one thing. I guess that's your choice. But that's the only choice you got. But there may be ways to avoid or delay taking from IRAs if it's going to save you some taxes, or maybe take extra from IRAs to save taxes next year. So if you're over 59 and a half, you do have access to your IRA and 401k funds, but should you use them, and then how much should you take out, and what date is the best to take it out so you don't incur too much in taxes? That's where we come in.
But that sounds so complicated. I mean, how old are you? How much money do you have? Which accounts do you have it in? How much money are you going to spend? That sounds so complicated.
Well, it can be complicated, especially if you try to do it yourself. But that's why you hire a professional. You delegate the decision-making and the advice to somebody that's their specialty. And you only retire one time. We've retired hundreds of people. So we have a lot of experience in this area, and especially from the tax side of it. And that's what makes us different from most advisors, where, you know, there's a lot of advisors that have great things to say about the investments, about savings, about income, about all sorts of things. But their disclosures, all their disclosures say at the end of the email or the program, they say, this is, this is not tax advice. This is not legal advice, you know, so don't take this word for tax advice. But that's not what we do. Now, of course, on this program, we're not giving specific advice to anybody, but when you become a client of ours, I am giving you legal advice. I am giving you tax advice about how to minimize your taxes over time.
I don't remember. I don't remember that client that we talked to them. They were very smart, had a lot of assets. And I said, well, you're a rocket scientist. And, you know, we make that joke all the time. Well, it's not rocket science. And he said back and forth, yeah, I'm a rocket scientist, but I'm not a tax scientist. You guys are tax specialists. So taxes can be actually more complicated than rocket science, it seems like. So make sure you have a professional. Make sure you talk to the right person. You wouldn't want to talk to a rocket scientist about your taxes. At the same time, you don't want to talk to a tax specialist about how to fly a rocket. So get the right person. If your financial advisor does not have the skill set or the background or even the legal backing of being a tax advisor, so make sure you have a tax advisor. And CPA will give you a different kind of tax advice than a tax attorney.
Yes, and CPAs are generally more reactive rather than proactive, and we're all about minimizing your taxes for the long term. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Schedule a free call. It'll be a video call. There is no obligation to use our firm, but you get to know us for 15 minutes. Again, it's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.